here's a story from The World.
President Biden wasted no time redecorating the Oval Office. One prominent addition behind the Resolute Desk, a bust of the civil rights and farm labor leader, Cesar Chavez. To explain the symbolism of this is Ricardo Sandoval. He's the public editor at PBS, and along with his wife, fellow journalist Susan Farris, the author of The Fight in the Fields, Cesar Chavez and the Farm Workers Movement. So it seems every time President Biden will be sitting at his desk, we'll see that image of Cesar Chavez behind him. How significant is this, and what was your reaction when you saw it?
It represents Biden's commitment to a community that I think helped him tremendously during this last campaign. You know, he's closely allied with the UFW.
United Farm Workers.
The UFW turned out for him, not just in California, but also helped organize in many other states. And Latinos were instrumental in turning Arizona for Biden this past November. It's a long history of a relationship between the Democratic Party and the UFW. And I know Biden is close to Dolores Huerta. And so I think it's a natural outgrowth of that relationship that you would have that finally in the White House, in the Oval Office.
Dolores Huerta, of course, another great labor rights leader. This move has gotten a lot of praise, the bust of Chavez, but there's also been criticism from people who point to Chavez's complicated history of denouncing undocumented immigrants. How do you read that?
Yeah, you know, that's a natural outgrowth, I think, of comments that he made at the time. Now, you remember, this was back in the 60s and 70s when he, on a couple of occasions, pushed back against the use by farmers of undocumented laborers to break strikes. So I think his comments at the time reflected that discouragement. But, you know, in the conversations I had with him and the conversations that Susan had with him, he never once disparaged his people in that manner. And I think that since then, especially in the last 20 to 25 years, you can see that the UFW and the farm workers movement has been at the forefront of trying to gain legitimacy and citizenship for this class of formerly undocumented workers and current undocumented workers and bring them into society and out of the shadows.
You're a biographer of Chavez, Ricardo. You're also a Mexican-American journalist who's written about the harmful impact of the last administration's racist rhetoric on immigrants. In that sense, what does this statue symbolize in your mind?
It's a significant change, and it's almost overnight. So it's a bit hard to believe yet. I think a lot of us are pinching ourselves and wondering, okay, is this the time for change now? Listen, I'm also a realist. I'm a veteran journalist, and I've been around the block a few times. So I know that this is not the immediate arrival of comprehensive immigration reform or an immediate change to the way that many people in the United States view Latino immigrants. It's a long history of conflict, but I think a long history of simultaneous progress. So I think this is a recognition of the Latino place in U.S. society.
Ricardo Sandoval, the author, along with Susan Farris, of The Fight in the Fields, Cesar Chavez and the Farm Workers Movement. Thank you very much, Ricardo, for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.